Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
The world can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They go, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that alas, can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other. Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Then we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing you do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Oh, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I didn't know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other, you follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you to accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on with him. We blessed, ain't we?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
Now see, and that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
One of you. Hey, I did have something planned here tonight to go over. However, I want y'all to listen to me real close. Right now, you probably can't hear. You may be able to hear. It depends on how sensitive the mic is. We are under a very severe weather warning. I mean very severe. They're talking about high winds, tornadoes, and hail. And as I was coming up here, spot raining, and the thunder is getting really loud. The trees are really blowing hard, extremely hard. We got to go ahead and situate our vehicles and everything, see if we can find a place that we're going to put it. Man, that wind is really, really coming. So we may lose electricity tonight. Hopefully that we don't. So just in case, if we are not able to broadcast tomorrow, because the winds are really picking up extremely fast. I mean, really fast out there. Just in case we're not able to broadcast tomorrow, maybe y'all can go back in a couple of Sabbaths and wherever y'all fellowship's at and look at that. But it's getting really bad here, really fast. And so we got to go and make some moves here. Sorry to be able to cut this broadcast short, but that's what we got to be able to do and get ourselves ready. Whew, man, you just don't never know when this stuff's going to take place, do you? Don't never know. All right, anyway, I wanted to come on here and to say something to each and every last one of you before we just went ahead and just called it. Anyway, I'll try my best if the cell phone is working, if it is working, because our cell phone is predicated upon electricity as well, because we have an extender. What's up, bro, Shane?
I was looking at the weather.
Now, you see it, huh?
Yes, sir. It's pretty bad in Kentucky.
It is?
Yes.
Really bad?
Yes, pretty bad in Kentucky, Somerset right now.
Man, that's up there where hell of bitching them is. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and see about securing ourselves here, and hopefully we'll keep you abreast. If you're on Marco Polo or something like that, I'll try to keep y'all abreast of our weather situation, and then y'all brothers can pass it around. Maybe put it on Facebook or something like that for us. But anyway, hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, and we're hoping to be the Father's will. Anyway, I bless y'all. Sorry I had to cut the radio broadcast so short, but we're getting ready for some very, very, very severe weather here, all right? Y'all pray for us, all right? Bless y'all. Shalom, shalom. King coming. Hey, Bud told me.